Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Well, you're here on Herb Talk Live, so just get ready to be empowered, because that's what we like to do. Now, I'm so glad you've joined us here on American Voice Radio. Of course, Carly was with us Tuesday night, and it was such a delight to have her. And tonight, it's just you and me, and the Quack Report, and some good stuff. That's basically what we're going to cover. We're going to be talking about, are you ready for the first part of the show? We're going to talk about mucus. I know, you probably go, ew, why are we talking about that? Well, there's such a thing as good mucus and bad mucus, and depends on the kind that you have and what you should do about it. So we're going to cover that. And also, second part of the show, we're going to be talking about those antibiotics. So yeah, the double-edged sword of antibiotics, and we're going to cover some of that as well. And I think we're going to have a clip for you, too, a little bit of entertainment. So that's all coming up in the second half of the show. And We do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our military, praying for all our righteous men and women in uniform, are lifting them up every day in prayer, as well as all of you righteous men and women out there in America that are just starving for, praying for, hoping for some righteous leadership in this land of corruption. I know you are. Let's just say it. I mean, all this political correctness has stifled your thought processes. So speak up and stand up. Take a stand. That's what it's, well, you're meant to do that. You know, if it's righteousness that you're feeling, then stand for that. And don't be afraid, because the Lord will be with you. That's right. So mind the time, seek the Lord's face, you know, humble yourselves, hit the knees, and, you know, seek his face every day. You know, become his friend, because that's what Christianity is. It's a relationship, isn't it? It's not about organized religion. It's not about, you know, the Pope. It's not about the Vatican. It's not about all the gold on the walls and the little chests, silver and gold, you know, vessels. It's about your relationship with the Lord, isn't it? That's what it's about. So seek the Lord every day and nurture that relationship. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Oh, flu shots are in the news. You know, for years, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they've maintained that influenza vaccine was first being administered to pregnant ladies during the 2009 H1N1 bird flu pandemic. They said it was perfectly safe for moms to be to roll up their sleeve and take the jab. Well, a new study published in the Journal of Human and Environmental Toxicology reveals that untested dual vaccines like that, which contain mercury-based preservatives and thermosol, and even worse, the pathogens, are detrimental to pregnant mothers and their unborn babies. It promoted miscarriages and stillbirths among pregnant women, and guess what? The rate skyrocketed to an astounding 4,250%. I'm going to say that number again. 4,250%. Women lost their babies because of the vaccine for the pandemic flu. Now, Dr. Carly was right here on this show saying how insane it was to even suggest such a thing, that mothers should be vaccinated. All her medical books said don't ever do that. Well, according to Ellen Dunnerman, director of the National Coalition of Organized Women, she said the CDC has continually made a conscious and willful effort to cover up this data. She says they have repeatedly lied to the public with claims that the vaccine is safe for pregnant women, and the agency even went as far as to publish fraudulent studies in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, you know, where the baby doctors are, the gynecology. So that intentionally withheld information and data on the fetal death spike is just deplorable. So not only did the CDC fail to disclose the spiraling spike in fetal deaths in real time during 2009, during that pandemic season, they've also had documented a transcript by Dr. Marie McCormick, who is chairman of the Vaccine Safety Risk Assessment Working Group, in September of 2010, denied any adverse events on pregnant population during the 2009 pandemic season. So, sweeping it under the rug. But righteous men and women are sounding the alarm. Moving along on the quack report. Tyson and other meat packing companies are drugging your meat with a new drug by Merck called Silmax. Mm-hmm. Merck scientists have introduced a new drug to the meat industry called Silmax. The drug is supposed to be able to bulk up the cattle in the last few weeks of their lives and bring more revenue to the feedlot owners. Yeah, four major meat companies are now using this drug, including Tyson Foods, JBSSA, Cargill, and National Beef Packing Company. Now, Silmax was once called Zilpaterol, and this was a human drug for asthma. right? The drug was an absolute failure for asthma sufferers because it had a repartitioning agent in it, and that means it changes the metabolism so you build more muscle instead of fat. And the World Anti-Doping Agency banned the drug for human consumption. So what does Merck do? Well, they rebrand the drug, call it something else, Zilmax, and they started selling it to feedlots as a growth stimulant. Now, the drought of 2012, it made it really easy for Merck to sell more of this drug, Zilmax, without needing any more feed or water. Your cow will gain another 33 pounds. That's right. Extra beef if you drug your animal. That's basically what they were saying. And you know what? Their ads to the meat industry went like this. Zilmax costs $20, but will make you $40. Beef you can count on. Feed Zilmax for the last 20 days for an additional 30 pounds of hot carcass, weighing in at an extra $40 per head. Gross profit. That's every 4 weeks. Let's see the folks on Wall Street beat those returns. End of quote. Now, agricultural schools increasingly depend on the agricultural industry for research grants, and many professors are now working for the agricultural companies as consultants and speakers. Critics are saying that the academic animal scientists have become so closely tied to the drug companies that they may be working more in the big drug companies' best interest than in healthy animals for you and I. All right, moving along in the quacker, what else? Multinational drug companies are holding Greece hostage. They're denying shipments of medicine, 90% supply reduction over there. Yeah, 50 pharmaceutical companies are now halting supplies of drug medicines to the nation of Greece, causing a severe shortage of over 200 popular pharmaceutical medicines there. Pfizer, Roche, GlaxoSmithKline are among the drug companies reportedly joining in a partial embargo, supposedly out of fear that the low-priced drugs sold in Greece are intercepted and then sold to buyers in other countries for larger profits, where the prices are kept artificially high. So instead of lowering the prices of drugs in nearby countries in order to stem the outflow of medicine from Greece, they are reportedly limiting or in some cases halting shipments to Greece, causing the collapse of the chemical medicine there. Oh well, supplies are being slashed 90% across the board, according to pharmacists, and people are standing in lines for hours to get prescriptions filled to learn that there's no drugs available. Now, the Greek government, they're attempting to solve this problem, this market problem, by criminalizing pharmaceutical exports and hopefully end the embargo. But you know what's really bizarre? Is that while these folks are standing in line, desperately waiting for toxic pharmaceuticals to solve their health problems, they probably have a massive supply of natural compounds growing in plants all around them in their backyard. But Greece, like other countries, has abandoned the idea of herbs and plants that may be used as medicine, so thereby they're binding their fate to the whims of big pharma. So it's quite clear from what we're seeing, drug companies can hold nations hostage to their economic demands, charging almost anything they want for their patented chemicals. So big pharma is really on display here, folks. The whole world is seeing this. We're learning that any nation that's foolish enough to hand over its healthcare system to a for-profit system of chemical medicine should be prepared to be targeted by that very system. Get ready. All right, last but not least in the crack report. Hey, this is interesting stuff. All right. Brain-to-brain communication is possible, they're saying. Implants are making mind reading now possible. Yeah, neuroscientists at Duke University in North Carolina have proven that telepathic communication between rats is not only possible, but it can happen even across continents. Yeah, the discovery is published in this week's Journal of Scientific Reports. There was an experiment. They took two rats. They wanted to see if they could train them to press certain levers in exchange for a food pellet. So the first rat was given a visual cue and told which lever to push, which corresponded to a lever in the other rat's chamber. And the other rat didn't receive a visual clue, but instead received brain waves transmitted through arrays of electrodes between the two rats' brains. And then the rat was informed which lever to push. And then, of course, when he pushed the right lever, they both got rewarded. So they were working in tandem together, incentives to have swarms of rats working on command. Well, to prove the same experiment could be done with what they call interference, one rat was in the lab at Durham, North Carolina, and the other rat was in Brazil. And they used the internet connection, and they found the rats were still able to communicate and work together. But they're not done, folks. Since this is a successful experiment, now they're creating wireless connections, not only between rat brains, but now they're experimenting on monkeys. That's right, monkeys are learning to play games, control avatars of themselves on a screen, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So it's too far, though, to think ahead about experimenting on humans, this technology on humans. And, oh, my goodness, can you imagine? Can you imagine reading what Obama's thinking? Oh, Lord, nightmares. And that wraps the Quack Report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, well, we're going to be talking about mucus. You know, everyone has mucus. Everyone does, just like everyone has cholesterol. Yeah. Now, there is the good and the bad cholesterol, and we also have the good and the bad mucus. So that's what we're going to talk about. Now, the good mucus is part of the human body, and it serves a purpose. It protects various organs from contaminants, such as your intestines, your nose, urinary tract, and even your lungs. So the bad mucus, though, is what makes people run to their doctor or to their drugstore for decongestants. So we'll prescribe or get over-the-counter decongestants to try to eradicate that bad mucus. That's what most people want to do. And perhaps initially it will in the beginning, but it will be back. Okay, those drugs don't eradicate it all the way. And the mucus will be back, and then it'll be much harder to deal with later. So if you're tired of colds and upper respiratory infections, which drown you in a sea of mucus, then let's take a look at some of the natural ways to remove it and even prevent it. Let's talk about the good mucus first. Yeah, the good mucus is not the kind of mucus that will keep you up at night coughing up a lung. No, no. The good mucus is a living force made up of water, salt, sugars, a glycoprotein, and other cells. This kind of mucus is a very thin layer. It's a clear layer of mucus, and it acts like a filter to prevent pollutants from invading tissues and irritating your organs. And so this is another layer of your immune system, basically. So, for example, there's a layer of mucus that lines the nasal passages, helps to trap impurities like mold, dust, pollen, smoke particles, dander, and a whole lot more. And these particulates get trapped in the mucus, and it protects your respiratory system from inflammation and from the particles that tend to get deposited there. So then you blow your nose and you get rid of them, see? Well, let's talk about the bad mucus. Now, no one wants this kind of mucus, but the body will respond to infections, and diet and bad mucus can be the result. So infections can sometimes cause the mucus, but most of the time it's bad diet. Bad mucus is composed of waste materials, and it tends to sit on top of mucous membranes and accumulates. This kind of mucus is a dead, low-vibrating substance, which is often eliminated with great effort. Now, how do we attract this bad mucus? Well, it is brought about by unhealthy lifestyles and also disease. Modern medicine states that mucus is the result of disease, and natural healers state that disease is caused by bad mucus. Actually, natural healers say that over 90% of all disease is caused by bad mucus. Bad mucus is thick, and it can be all kinds of colors. It can be clear, it can be white, it can be yellow, green, brown, and even black. So when the nasal passages swell, preventing adequate circulation of air, the mucus can build up, becomes thick, and develops a distinct foul odor. Mucus from pneumonia will also be thick, colored, and smell, and is also referred to as sputum. Now, a while back I did a show on sinusitis. You'll probably have to hit the archives for that. But I mentioned that the ENT area, ear, nose, and throat doctors, were just stunned to learn that sinusitis is not the result of inflamed tissue, but is the result of mucus. So whenever they did sinus surgery and they would scrape the inflamed tissue, they would leave the mucus there. They never did suction that away, and so that's why the patient never got better. Oh, well. Well, let's talk about some mucus trivia. I know. Who would want to know about mucus trivia, right? Well, it can be interesting as well as disgusting, okay? The human body will produce 1 cup of nasal good mucus every day. And it's necessary to lubricate your nose, nasal passages, and your throat. Put crudely, if your nose has boogers, it's a sign that your nose is functioning properly. Now, like saliva, your body is always producing the good mucus. The color of mucus will determine if your doctor will prescribe a medication, actually. So if the color of the mucus is a rusty color or a brown color, it tends to indicate the presence of pneumonia bacterium, and antibiotics are going to be prescribed. If it's a yellow or green mucus, it could indicate the presence of pus from a sinus or bronchitis infection, and antibiotics are going to be prescribed. Now, if the sputum or mucus is white, or it has a milky or opaque appearance, it indicates a virus, and antibiotics will not be effective. Now, natural healers also know that excessive and continuous mucus in the body, you know, frequent sinusitis, frequent upper respiratory infections, bronchitis, bouts of pneumonia, this puts us at risk of a partial decomposition of the blood plasma. So the result is you get a nutritional shortage of potassium chloride, which enables fibrin protein to remain in your blood, which is important for clotting. So some herbs and foods put the natural potassium chloride back into the system, such as apple cider vinegar. Yeah. Cuts mucus and phlegm really well, too, by the way. Okay, let's talk about your immunity and your mucus. Now, the body will leverage the mucus to protect the system from spreading infection. So the bad mucus, although mainly waste product, is also comprised of leukocytes, which are your white blood cells. So the leukocytes, well, it's a Greek word for white. And the moment that the mucus becomes infected with waste, virus, or bacteria, it is attacked by the immune system's leukocytes. So these immune cells are made in your bone marrow with the red blood cells for blood. So our bodies make 5 different types of leukocytes. Did you know that? Yeah, very specific. And the leukocytes live for about 4 days. So our body will tap into the power of these white blood cells to protect our glands and our lymphatic system. So when your immune system detects disease, it will flood the blood with about 7,000 leukocytes for every quarter teaspoon of your blood. Wow, that's a lot. So if your infection is from bacteria or from fungus, the body will launch the neutrophil leukocyte. If your disease involves the release of a histamine to deal with an inflammation issue, the body's going to select the basophil leukocyte. It's your allergy hay fever leukocyte, by the way. Now, if you have a viral infection, the body will release the lymphocyte leukocyte, which has extra killer T-cell macrophages. Wow. Your immune system is so sophisticated. Now, let's talk about moving this mucus, because we don't want to keep the bad mucus. We want to get rid of that. So if you're developing bad mucus and prescriptions are not required or you don't want to use antibiotics, how can you help your body decongest this bad mucus? Well, there are several things that you can do to work with your immune system. The mucus is there to prevent the spread of the threat. So the invading particulates or the disease is encapsulated in the mucus. So it's our job to expel it as quickly as possible. So for phlegm in your throat, you can use, I like to use some organic apple cider vinegar, like I mentioned before. It's good at cutting through the phlegm, the mucus, and either you can cough it out or pass it out through the digestive tract. Now, some like to mix the vinegar with some honey. Another remedy is to mix tomato juice, onion juice, and garlic juice together and drink it to cut some thick mucus. That's good, too. Now, there are many decongestant herbs and foods that are very effective at moving the bad mucus out of the body, such as mullein, comfrey, chickweed, slippery elm, and licorice. However, my favorite herb to help move mucus is the really hot cayenne. That's right. You know, think about it. When you eat something hot and spicy, you know, your nose runs, right? It moves mucus. Cayenne will move mucus pretty quickly. Now, you can use a combination of different herbs to move the mucus and also soothe tissue that are inflamed or irritated. Now, for bronchial and chest congestion, I like to layer the cayenne with some peppermint leaf and lobelia tinctures to help dilate the respiratory system to get more power behind coughs so you can dislodge that mucus. Also, the peppermint is there to relax the chest cavity muscle just enough and your abdominal muscles so that you don't strain them. So when we deal with infections this way, we allow the immune system to code the antibodies to kill the infection, and then we're less vulnerable the next time this pathogen comes our way. I want to talk to you also about an ancient oil. There's also some oils that we can tap into to help shrink swollen passages and help cleanse them of pathogens. I like to use a combination of oil that is called Taifu. You may be familiar with it. It is a combination of safflower oil, menthol mint leaf oil, camphor from cinnamon bark, wintergreen leaf bark oil, and eucalyptus leaf oil, lavender flower oil, and clove bud leaf oil. Now, this stuff is pretty amazing, folks. It's great at opening up the nasal passages to help you breathe easier. And, you know, this is how you use it. A little goes a long way. You take a drop or two of this oil, and you put it into the palm of your hand. You rub your palms together, cup them over your nose and mouth, and you breathe in the oil fumes, and you breathe deeply, and it just relaxes the passages. It opens them up, and you feel relaxed and calm. It's excellent for allergies, asthma, upper respiratory infections, whooping cough, pneumonia, bronchitis. It is awesome. So it's another thing you can layer in with your immune boosting herbs in order to get over whatever it is you have. So you have some options. Now, a lot of folks this winter are developing the upper respiratory infections, and it's viral, and they're sent home from their doctor's office, usually without a prescription. But don't fret, because you have natural tools that you can use to move the mucus out, to power up your immune system, to clear away this virus. Now, for apple cider vinegar with onion and other immune-boosting herbs, you want to check out a product called All-in-One. It's made by the folks at Apothecary Herbs. For natural anti-inflammatory, they do have a pain anti-inflammatory tincture you can use. For the upper respiratory infection, I like to use their Echinacea Deluxe with the hot cayenne to move the mucus out and to cleanse the nasal passages and your sinus cavity. They do have a pneumonia kit in case you do get a little bronchitis going on. And also, you can upgrade that kit with the peppermint leaf so you don't strain when you cough. So you've got a lot of these formulas you can layer You can also use American ginseng, astragalus root, dandelion root, thyme tincture to maximize your support. Or guess what? You can just look at their lung congestion package. It's all there and includes that Typhoo oil I was talking about. And it's all online at thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. So you can give them a call toll-free, too, if you want a free product catalog. It's 866-229-3663. Toll-free at 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, and check it out. We got to take a break, but more empowering health news on the other side. Stay tuned.
Oh, this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone. I'm gonna make this place your home. Settle down, it'll all be clear. Don't pay no mind to the demons, they fill you with fear. The trouble, it might drag you down.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Trying to do it right.
Hey!
I've been living a lonely life.
Hey!
I've been sleeping here instead.
Hey!
I've been sleeping in my bed.
Hey!
Sleeping in my bed.
Here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to empower you some further. We're going to be talking about the double-edged sword of antibiotics. That's right. And we do have a clip I want to play in just a little bit here. The clip's not all about antibiotics, but I want to point out something to you in this clip in just a few minutes. Now, we're seeing, though, more and more reports on the downside of our antibiotic use. The BBC reported that the overuse of antibiotics over the last several generations has created one of the greatest threats to modern health. You can look at that report on their website, www.bbc.co.uk/news/health, and you can find it there. Now, not only are the antibiotics losing their effectiveness, but they are also... there are no new drugs waiting to replace the last major class of antibiotics we now have. So instead, pharmaceutical companies, they're embarking on research to create more antiviral drugs and new vaccines for non-life-threatening problems such as hair loss or snoring. So our modern medicine and the drug cartels, are they leaving mankind holding the bag when it comes to solutions to the drug-resistant pathogens? I'm asking the question. It kind of looks like it is. But no amount of leaflet handout to raise awareness to the inappropriate use of antibiotics is going to make a dent at helping patients to strengthen their weak immunity. However, there is something you and I can do. We're going to talk about it. Yeah, I'm not a big advocate for antibiotics, but I'm just saying the folks out there that have grown dependent on them for everything, they're going to be in the lurch with no strong immune system to help them. Well, they really didn't think about this. They really didn't think the antibiotic thing through. When the first antibiotics were born, medicine really didn't contemplate the serious threat of creating the drug-resistant strains. No, instead in the 1940s, when, you know, antibiotics came out and were being used, the scientific community celebrated that they had defeated the death threat of bacterial infections. Yeah, they were all patting themselves on the back and whooping it up. You know, the arrogance of that reminds me of what the owner of the Titanic said. What did he say? Even God could not sink this ship? You know, that kind of arrogance. It just sets you up for a big fall. Now, scientific medicine admitted they had no misconceptions about their golden antibiotics, and they allowed antibiotics to pollute even the animal husbandry area, our food chain. So mankind has consumed more and more antibiotics on a daily basis than the medical establishment is willing to admit. Well, here's an interesting thing here. Lately, the obesity epidemic has become a global problem, right? Well, the Saturday Evening Post published an article on antibiotics, and their title article was called "The War on Bugs, Why We Really Need Germs." Yeah, you can go to the SaturdayEveningPost.com and search for, in their health magazine area, good bacteria, and that article will come up. Now, according to their medical contributor, Sharon Begley, people are becoming immune to antibiotics, and the antibiotic use has created a microbiota genome. What the heck is that? Well, these genomes, they think, are determining who is more prone to disease. So Begley also is stating that antibiotic use has led to an obesity epidemic by changing the gut flora. Certain gut bacteria makes us feel full and prevents us from overeating. Apparently, research points to antibiotics stripping away some of the friendly floras, and therefore we keep eating. So the report links antibiotics to making changes in our system, making us more vulnerable to asthma, chronic sinusitis, autoimmune diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis and Crohn's disease, and probably a whole lot more. And, you know, who knows all this, and even better than you and I probably do, is Congress. Congress, that's right. You know, recently the threat of gun confiscation has concerned millions of Americans. And all of Congress knows that death by medical doctor far outweighs death by firearms, which was recently stated by our virtual president, Bill Whittle, when he addressed Congress. So let's roll that clip. It's just a few minutes. Let's listen to what he says.
And now, we must turn to the issue of gun violence in America today, because the latest mass shootings in Aurora, Colorado, and Newtown, Connecticut leave us all, liberal and conservative, Republican and Democrat, appalled and disgusted at the carnage. Now, some people, and that includes many of you in this room tonight, want to place the blame for this horror on things like 30-round magazines or semi-automatic rifles. We want to blame something, anything, that we can control. What we really want to ban is violence and murder and insanity. Now, we don't talk about that, though, because deep in our hearts, each of us knows that violence and murder and insanity are built into the human condition and likely always will be. You know, there are two kinds of animals in this world, predators and prey. No one watches a leopard chase down a gazelle and denies that the gazelle has a right to use its hooves and horns to protect itself from the predator. But there are people in this room tonight and all across the country who would deny that same right to self-defense to other human beings. Such people seem to think that the way to stop the leopard is to cut the horns off of the gazelle, that by somehow making it easier for the predator will simply go away. My friends, this is insane. When you make it easier for the predator, you get more predators. So let's start with the so-called assault weapons, more properly known as semi-automatic rifles. In 2011, the total firearm murders came to 8,583, according to the FBI. Now, during that time, the total murders committed by rifles, all rifles, not just semi-automatic rifles, were 323. That's 3% of all murders. Hammers and clubs kill half again as many people as rifles. Hands and feet murder twice as many. And knives kill five times more Americans than all rifles combined. Preventable medical errors kill about 98,000 people per year. Medical malpractice kills more than 12 times as many people as are murdered in the U.S. each year. That's more than 300 times the number killed by all rifles, not just the so-called assault rifles. And yet, no one talks about limits on hammers or knives or doctors or hospitals. No one does that because the good we perceive from hammers and knives and doctors far outweigh their perceived harm. And yet, Studies show that firearms prevent anywhere from 800,000 to over 2 million violent crimes every year. The lowest estimate means that 100 times more violent crimes were prevented with firearms than the total murders committed with firearms. That's 100 times as many. Now, in October of 2007, Amanda Collins was walking to her car after a night class at the University of Nevada at Reno. Amanda had a concealed carry permit for her 9mm Glock that she carried for self-defense. Unfortunately for Amanda, UNR is, like most college campuses, a gun-free zone. So, like the law-abiding citizen that she is, she did not have her gun with her in this gun-free zone when she was attacked by James Bila. Bila raped her on the UNR campus less than 300 yards from the campus police office. He then walked away, and a few months later, this human predator went on to murder 19-year-old Brianna Dennison. Amanda Collins went on to say, quote, "I know, having been the first victim, that Brianna Dennison would still be alive had I been able to defend myself that night," unquote. Therefore, I am directing the virtual attorney general to aggressively challenge any gun control laws that violate Amanda Collins' right not to be raped and Brianna Dennison's right not to be murdered. You're not forced to abandon your First Amendment right when you enter Chicago or New York, or your Fifth Amendment rights when you walk onto a college campus. As virtual president, I will veto on the spot without hesitation, but with a great deal of pleasure, any and all attempts to destroy any of the Bill of Rights, of the Constitution of the United States of America. Because when it's all said and done, the Second Amendment to the Constitution is not there to protect us against criminals and the people calling for gun control know this. That's why they want gun control instead of crime control. That's why they want laws that, at the stroke of a pen, turn law-abiding citizens into criminals. The Second Amendment is there to protect the American people from tyranny. The Second Amendment is there to protect the American people from politicians. The Second Amendment is there to protect the American people from us. Now, some politicians claim America deserves a vote on this issue. Okay, let's have a vote. Those of you advocating infringement on the right of the people to keep and bear arms need to go to the American people with the 28th Amendment, which would simply read, "The Second Amendment to the Constitution is hereby repealed." That would, for the first time, give you the legal authority to do what you have been doing and what you are trying to do now in direct violation of your oath of office to defend the entire Constitution of the United States, not just the parts you happen to approve of. So go ahead, go to the American people and tell them that ultimate power is no longer to be vested in the people who can't be trusted with that power, according to you. Tell them only the government can have that power now. You go out there and try to convince the people of the 38 states that you're going to need to get that amendment passed to agree with your opinion of them versus their opinion of you. I dare you. 12 million unarmed men, women, and children were unable to resist being murdered by their own National Socialist government in Germany. Perhaps 50 million unarmed men, women, and children were murdered by their own Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. 50 million Chinese murdered by their own government under Mao, who also disarmed his people. And in Cuba, and in Vietnam, and in the killing fields of Cambodia. Now you say that can't happen here? You say we're protected? By what? By the Constitution that you're in the process of destroying? You are in violation of your oaths of office by so much as introducing this legislation, let alone passing it. My fellow Americans, the previous inhabitants of this chamber watched as 100 million people were murdered after being disarmed by their own governments. Every single one of those men, women, and children were as real and precious and irreplaceable as the children at Newtown. And I tell you here and now that I will be damned if I will let that happen to the American people.
And that is Bill Whittle, Mr. Virtual President, who was addressing Congress recently, aptly put. And of course, as he pointed out, death by medical doctor, your hospital, your pharmaceuticals, about weighs death by firearms. So they know that there's serious problems with the healthcare industry, with Big Pharma, but they're not going to do anything about that. Corruption of our government and healthcare is a travesty. And folks, you're going to have to rely on your own wits to protect you. You can't wait for the government to do that. Actually, they don't want to do that, as you're seeing right now. Well, let's talk about polypharmacy for a few minutes. Now, it really comes down to a matter of trust, doesn't it? And who you believe in. If you trust your medical doctor, you will take any advice, any drug or treatment he or she recommends to you. Now, the word polypharmacy means many drugs. By the time you are 65, you will most likely be on 6 or more prescribed drugs. And you don't have to take my word for it. The Medical Expenditure Panel, they did a survey in 2009, and they published the number of prescriptions that we are on by age. Okay? So if you need the link for this report, you can just email me at thepowerherbs.com and I'll send it to you. But here's their breakdown. This is from 09 now. Age 5 to 7 years old, the average person in that age bracket is on 2.2 prescription drugs. If you're between the age of 18 and 44, they say you're on 2.9 prescription drugs. If you're between 45 and 64, you're on 4.7 prescription drugs. If you're 65 to 74 years of age, you're on 6.3 prescription drugs. And if you're 75 to 84 years of age, 6.7 prescription drugs. Now, in 2012, the FDA and Kaiser Health Foundation, they did their own analysis on how many drugs our retired folks are taking, and the stats are up from that 09 report. Dr. Mercola states that the average 65-year-old is filling as many as 31 prescriptions per year. So in that report, if you're between ages 4 to 17, you're on 4 prescription drugs annually. If you're between 19 to 64 years of age, you're on 11 prescription drugs annually. So what is medicine's solution to all these prescriptions? Well, let's make the drugs over-the-counter medicines, which don't require a prescription. Yeah, that's what they're considering. When this is accomplished, it will push the use of these prescribed drugs even higher. So the over-the-counter sales were $17 billion in 2010, and that did not include sales from Walmart. Okay, so what drugs do they want to make over the counter? Well, the major drugs, of course, the ones that control blood pressure, cholesterol, migraine headaches, asthma, those kind of drugs. Now, the reason given that they want to make these over the counter is it will make the drugs more accessible and less expensive, reducing medical costs. Well, the number of deaths that these drugs bring while under the care of a doctor is already huge. So what will the mortality be when they become over-the-counter? Well, if doctors and pharmacists are sloppy in checking for drug interactions, can you imagine the general public self-medicating with these types of drugs? Yeah, the public is a big guinea pig. Let's just face it. According to the Consumer Healthcare Products Association, 92% of Americans think over-the-counter medicine is safe and effective. According to Dr. Mercola, drug overdoses have gone up fivefold since the 1990s. So if the average American is taking 4 prescription drugs and an array of over-the-counter medicines with that, you can see the risk that they are taking. I've also pointed out before that the drug labels don't always contain all the safety information that consumers need. So the safety information on a vast array of your drugs available is impossible to keep current and provide it to a consumer. Yeah, we have over 100,000 over-the-counter products just in the United States. Well, Dr. Mercola says this, quote, "Anacetaminophen, your Tylenol-type products, are the leading cause of liver failure in the U.S., end of quote. And they're over the counter. So be aware. You know, I personally wouldn't mix drugs with over-the-counter products. I wouldn't mix them with herbs or even vitamin products. The only exception would be if I wanted to wean off of a prescription drug in order to use something more natural as a source to help manage in order to strengthen the body. Now, you are in control of your lifestyle, and that is the most powerful influence that you have over your health. So drugs, more drugs, and new drugs are really not the answer to better health. A clean lifestyle is. So what can you do? Well, I often repeat myself. I say, you know, cleansing the system of toxins and putting in good nutrition, which is the cleanse and nourish approach, is pretty much the best way that I know to reduce the risk of disease, to reduce their dependence on a drug. So when illness does occur, you know, the last thing I do is compromise my immune system with an antibiotic. You know, leave that stuff as a last resort if you have to. Instead, I like to use herbs to support the immune system, to support my glands, my heart, my filtering organs, to build up and strengthen my immune system. Because it's like a muscle. It's got to have some sort of challenge once in a while, or you're not going to have an immune system. Now, I work with the system and not against the body system. That's how you strengthen it. That's how you assist it. You don't try to control it. You work with it. Now, you're going to build a strong immune system that way when you work with it. Now, germs help our immune system to flex its muscle and to manufacture antibodies that we need to put the germ that may be in our body out, to have an antibody on call should we come in contact with that germ in the future. That's how we naturally build an immunity and not artificially infect the blood system with a vaccine. And you don't build antibodies with vaccines, otherwise you wouldn't need booster shots. So if you'd like to get started and rebuild your immune system, make it 100 times stronger, well, then you can cleanse your system of pharmaceutical residues and heavy metals and radioactive particles and food preservatives and pesticides. And you could do that by picking up the phone and calling the experts in organ cleansing. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And, of course, they do have a lot of immune-boosting products there as well to help as a prevention and as to shorten duration of illness. So that's where your healthcare options just became endless. It empowers you. It empowers your system to function normally and to overcome a lot of these challenges out there. And, you know, as I mentioned, they do have that new lung congestion kit. And you can check that out online at thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you haven't signed up for their free online newsletters, they have a couple, American Survival and Health Quest. You will get not only empowering health information, but you also get discount coupons that you can use at Apothecary Herbs. So you could get free ship, you could save 15%. And, of course, if you decide to order products on Monday, let them know about the free product giveaway, and you get to select which product that they are offering free for placing an order on Monday over $50. And it's on their homepage. It'll tell you what products are going to be free for that week when you place your order, and you can let them know on the online checkout in a memo area which products you want. Or you can just call them up and tell them, hey, I'd like a free bottle of that. Hey, I'm out of time, but you know, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and until next time, be well.